It's being reported that fireflies may be disappearing throughout the world. So what's happening to them, and how might their absence affect the ecosystem? With me now for the first of today's underreported segments is Dr. Christopher Kratzley, biology professor and firefly expert at Fitchburg State College. Welcome to our show.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
Have you noticed that fireflies are disappearing in your area?
In our area, we get a lot of reports of people, I guess what we wouldn't consider them scientific data per se, but people who have been telling us, boy, I felt like I saw so many more of them, when I was a kid. And so that got us worried and wondering what was going on.
When we say disappearing, are we talking about dying out, or are they just reproducing in decreased numbers?
Well, I think the main thing that's probably behind people's observations, particularly in northeastern United States, for instance, is that there's just so much development going on. And what not everyone appreciates is that the larvae of fireflies live for up to 2 years in the soil, at least in temperate regions like this where we have these cold winters and they're very inactive during those cold winters. And so any sort of development that turns over the soil, that digs into the soil, and also perhaps that turns forests into lawns, is going to have an effect and wipe out at least a local population or drastically reduce a local population.
But that's been going on for a long time in this country. What about other parts of the world? Do fireflies exist all over the planet?
They do. There are certainly some places you don't find them, but we've had the great pleasure the last 2 years of having our first two international firefly meetings. The one this past summer hosted by the Queen of Thailand in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and the year before that hosted by the Parque Biológico in Gaia, Portugal. And what we've found, and this has also drawn our attention much more to the question of fireflies disappearing, is that we're getting similar observations around the world that people are concerned about their firefly populations from everywhere from Thailand and Malaysia to Europe.
And we've been hearing about the disappearance of honeybees. The listener wonders whether this might be linked to that problem.
Well, as I said, the greatest impact on fireflies is obviously, like for many animals, habitat destruction. But there certainly is much work to be done to see if there are other factors involved. I would hesitate right now to make any sort of jumps in terms of linking it to honeybee populations, but people are wondering about everything from groundwater pollution, because these firefly larvae live in soil that is has to be very moist in most cases for them to survive. And in fact, in Asia, there are fireflies that have aquatic larvae. And so water pollution is one, particularly locally, groundwater pollution is one possible thing that may be affecting the fireflies. And another is light pollution. Increasingly, light pollution is being shown to affect a wide variety of organisms. And of course, fireflies rely on these light signals that they use, their flashes that we enjoy so much. They rely on them in order to locate mates and successfully continue the population.
Now, that's how they communicate, by flashing each other? So many flashes by the male and so many flashes in response by the female?
That's correct. If you're out in a field in North America, at least, and you see these fireflies, what we call roving fireflies, flying and flashing, those are almost exclusively males of most species that are advertising to females. And it's much, much harder to spot the females, because they'll be perched down in the vegetation and they'll respond to those male flashes with flashes of their own, but usually dimmer. The male will use those flashes in order to locate the female. And sometimes it takes an ongoing dialogue. In a number of species, it takes an ongoing dialogue for several minutes once the male lands, of a male flash and female response as the male tries to coordinate his way to the female.
I've read that much about fireflies remains a mystery, but not these flashing patterns. This is the only area that we seem to know a lot about.
I would say that that's accurate. I think there's probably still much more to learn even about that, but absolutely one of the things about fireflies that's challenging is that when we look out in a field as an everyday observer, we might just say, oh, there's fireflies. But of course, it's not a single species. In fact, you may see as many as 20 different species in an area here in North America. We have 200 different species across North America. And one of the only ways to tell some species apart is by the patterns with which they flash. So that's been something that has been studied in some depth. Of course, we can also tell them apart once we get them in the lab and dissect them, but we can't catch them in a net and hold them in our hand and just looking at them tell the difference too well. We have to see their flash pattern or, as I said, dissect them to tell the species apart.
Is much of this concerned based on anecdotal evidence? We have a caller who says that at Bazley Park, which is north of JFK, fireflies used to be a tourist site, and for the first time this year, he didn't see any when he went by.
There's no doubt that it's primarily anecdotal evidence that we're relying on, particularly here in North America. And some of the countries in Asia, they have, and even in Europe, they've begun firefly surveys to monitor them. And we've just made our very first forays into this over this past summer, working with the Museum of Science in Boston. We've set up a citizen science survey where people can log on at the website www.mos.org/firefly, and they can monitor a local site. And we're hoping that if we can get people to monitor sites over multiple years, we can turn an anecdotal story like the one you just described into something that's a little bit more concrete and hard evidence and spread across sites throughout the United States and perhaps even throughout the world.
Most people have fondness for fireflies because they remember that being surprised by them when they were children and there's something magical about them. But should we be worried about declining firefly populations? Do they play a role in the ecosystem?
Well, like every organism, they do have a unique role in the ecosystem. Like many organisms, it's rare to find an organism that what we might call a keystone species that with its absence the ecosystem would collapse. And I certainly don't think fireflies fill that role in most ecosystems, although I won't rule it out completely for all locations. They feed as larvae on soft-bodied invertebrates, and there are some cases and some habitats where their disappearance might affect the population of soft-bodied invertebrates that they might increase, and that could have an impact. I don't see that too predominantly as an issue here in the United States. But what we think they may provide us with, rather than a keystone species, is in some ways an indicator species, something that tells us a little bit about the health of the ecosystem in general. Because they are living in the soil for so long, they may tell us about problems before we can detect those problems in other ways.
So this is a canary in the coal mine kind of situation.
In a sense, I see their value as that, and I also see their value as a flagship species, a species that people can really rally around and recognize as something beautiful and important to preserve, and as a result, that can carry a lot of other species that along with it if we preserve their habitats.
Dr. Christopher Crassley is a biology professor and a firefly expert at Fitchburg State College. Thank you so much for talking with us today on Underreported.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.